This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to see our friend's Jukebox Hero.
Jukebox Rehab.
Why do I always say that?
It's a great song.
It is a great song. And it was recently listening to an 80s mix, which had that on there.
That's probably why.
And I sang the whole thing beginning to end. And ruined it and loved it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jukebox Rehab playing downtown in Winston-Salem. You saw them that way.
Yeah, they were at Bull's Tavern. And that's my first time out in Winston-Salem. And I was like, oh, this seems like a little bit of a cooler area. I've gone out to Greensboro a bunch. I'll just Uber down there. It's super close to me, so it's an easy ride. And I was like, I kind of like this like vibe here a little bit better, though. And somebody explained to me on Friday, they're like, yeah, you know, Winston-Salem's trying to make it more of an artsy vibe, like a hipster vibe to match at like Asheville or something, where Greensboro is not doing that. And I was like, there seems to be such, whenever you talk to people, it's like a big divide between Winston-Salem and Greensboro, although it's maybe 25 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know why people make a big deal of going. Now, I haven't gone as much lately as I have in the past to Winston's because of the road situation. I just don't. They've got construction going on downtown, plus they got the Business 40 thing going on. Yeah. I'm just kind of waiting to let
I got there at 9:30. They told me they went. They told me the show starts at 9:30. So I went. I went at 9:30. Yeah. We were at this thing in Julian for Ken Burns, the Ken Burns documentary. So I was like, oh, cool. I'll hang out, watch that. I watched some of their band. Then I went to Winston and I got like good parking right down the street from Bull's Tavern. And when I go there, I was like, oh, when do you guys go on? They're like, oh, about 10:30. I was like, oh, God, I didn't get a nap today.
Oh. And I've been up since 4, yeah.
Yeah, but I got to hang out and have a drink with them. And then they went on around 10:15 or so. And I watched like 5 songs. And even like...
you were...
They texted me. I was like, sorry. Like, you know, I dipped out, you know, in between a song. I was so tired. But man, they are so good live. And just the energy of that place. So Bull's Tavern was really cool. It started to really fill up about like, you know, just after 10 o'clock or whatever. But it was like a chill vibe, but still fun, a fun atmosphere. I just thought, I'm like, Winston, I think, is a little bit better. And we put a poll up on our Instagram and it is neck and neck. It keeps, I have it up and it keeps changing. It's down to 49.6% versus Greensboro's 50.4%, saying that Greensboro is a better town.
I give Greensboro a better downtown.
For what reason?
Well, there's a great pizza place that I've gone to in the middle of the night.
Check, pizza check.
Correct. I forget the name of it, but it's right there in the middle of downtown. They stay up until like 2 a.m. on the weeknights. Hit that thing up at 1 a.m. Nice. Right after coming out of the boiler room.
A big fat slice at 1 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my reason is food.
I've gone out. I was down there on New Year's Eve even. We went out there. Some bar, and I don't know. It's 3 stores. It's on the corner.
And you're talking about
Natty Greens.
It's close to there. You're talking about
I don't know what it's called, but I've always
Crookshanks.
Crookshanks,
something like that.
I honestly have no idea. I'd have to look back in my debit card history back in January the last time I went out. But it's fun there. You get to like the 3rd floor, and on New Year's Eve it was packed. That's probably the most fun I had on New Year's Eve ever. Was at that bar, but just. Other than that, as soon as you get down there, it's like quiet and kind of weird. I don't know. It's just got a weird vibe downtown, I feel like.
All right. Well, what do you think? Weigh in. Check out the poll. Participate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.